News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR.
Search has changed dramatically over the past few days, with Gemini taking control. News Talk's technology correspondent Jess Kelly joins us now. Jess,
hi.
What has happened?
So they have been doing this bit by bit over the last wee while. We spoke about it at the time when you put something into Google, rather than the blue search links popping up immediately, there was an AI summary answer to try and make your life easier. That's what they're all about, making your life easier. This was seen as a big change because websites were not getting the same click-through traffic, because I didn't need to go and see the story about the woolly mammoth. I could just read a summary about it at the top of Google.
And of course, Google was deeply threatened by AI search anyway, because a lot of people were saying search is over. Everybody will just switch to using AI as their search.
Exactly. So ChatGPT, when they came out of the traps, and OpenAI came out of the traps of ChatGPT, that was the talk. Why would you Google anything? Why would you need to go to a search engine? If I could go to ChatGPT and tell it my life, it would do the work for me and tell me exactly what I need. Google has ramped up its efforts. So their AI is called Gemini. And last week at a developer conference, they showcased what the next iteration of search is going to be. So in the short term, that conversation box, that AI summary, is going to be expanded. You're not going to search or see your search links. You know, like I always tell you, I can't cook. So sometimes when I put stuff into Google, I'll get, you know, BBC food and other foodie recipes and so on. Now, when I say, how do I boil an egg? Not only will the AI summary appear, but it'll also give me 7 different versions and different ways to do it, completely negating the need for me to click through to any website.
How does that fit with their business model? Because Facebook and, or rather Meta and Google, are essentially advertising companies, yes, that masquerade as social media and media sites. Google makes a pile of money by click-through ads. So if you substitute in AI, does that not kill the revenue stream?
Well, the revenue stream may that now come from embedded and sort of like product placement, but within the answers that Google is giving you. So for example, if you say, you know, how do I boil an egg? You need a bit of butter to put on the top when it's all done. And it'll say, you know, whatever X brand of butter is best. That's a thought that it could go down the road of, that product placement style of thinking. It also is going to change. Like, I'm sure somebody listening to this now is heading into work and they're going to spend a few hours on SEO, search engine optimization. This has been the core of so many businesses, not just online publications, but every business for the last number of years. That's now gone, because your SEO no longer matters, because Google is going to scan the internet, pull the information. You're not going to get the click through. It's going to be based on the context of the article, rather than your perfectly crafted 5-word headline and the keywords that you used and all the rest. Also, where this is going down the line is that Google will be able to do stuff for you. This is going to spark a massive privacy debate. For example, coming into summer now, say if you wanted to book a holiday to Nice for July. You put in, I want to go to Nice in July. It'll come back and it'll say, well, Anton, I know based on your last year's holiday, because I can see your photographs here, that you really enjoyed your time there. Other members of your family, I know they're interested in this. Therefore, we recommend this. They can book the flights for you, or it will be able to book the flights for you. It'll be able to book your accommodation for you. It'll do the whole kit and caboodle. So all you need to do is write a sort of paragraph of what it is you're after, and then Google will do the rest.
Text say, Google Gemini is a disaster, and on Google Maps in a car, it tells you a full story before you can navigate somewhere.
Yeah, I've had very interesting experiences with it over the last wee while, and this is something that I'm really concerned about, because we know hallucinations do happen. We know that it constantly, anytime you interact with a new product that has AI, it says, bear with us, give us time while we get to know the ways and get to learn over time, blah, 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 blah. But if you're trusting this to make life decisions for you, to spend your money, to, you know, put you in a hotel with your family or whatever it is, that's a big gamble. As I said, I do think there are going to be privacy concerns. This is,
and
also
the hallucinations as well, when you put it to them, it behaves like a sociopath. It's not like, oh, I made a mistake. It just doubles down,
Patrick
makes
Bateman
stuff up. Yeah, it is properly unsettling.
It is. And I think that's the fear factor. I always use this analogy. AI is like the biggest dose in the bar. It'll never say it doesn't know the answer to a question. It'll always tell you you're great. And God knows what's going on behind the scenes.
Jess, thank you so much. Jess Kelly, News Talk's technology correspondent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.